Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Every show we go inside the Beltway and outside the Beltway to talk with the true insiders. How's that for a tongue twister? None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm great, and it's all about the Patriot Act. And how about the Senate's vote on Tuesday against amending a bill to reform the NSA domestic surveillance programs? Boy, we've been talking about this for a long time.
Well, Rand Paul through wrench in the party of the Tea Party of Mitch McConnell, and then all of a sudden Mitch McConnell tried to alter the bill with a quote couple of little amendments, of which Jerry Nadler, a Democratic powerful member from New York, and Jim Sensenbrenner, a powerful Republican, both said no way, you're going to kill the bill. So finally it was blink blink, and the Senate Republicans yielded, and now the House version is what they've got.
Wow.
83-14.
Wow, crazy. And so, I mean, that's it. Bada bing, it's done. No problem with the Prez, right?
Right. President's now moving back to the trade bill, Pacific trade bill. But he expended some telephone time on this freedom bill, or what we know as the Patriot Act.
So we move from that president and that coming across his desk to FIFA. Like, we all want to talk about soccer, but the soccer president decided all of a sudden to call it quits. What's his name? Sepp Blatter? It's crazy, isn't it?
Sepp Blatter. And, you know, when Kate, I watched the video of this, and he was just kind of full of himself and making jokes and winking, nodding, and as if the whole world, you know, didn't matter. And I was very, very confident. And today he lost that confidence and stepped down out of his position.
Wow, speaking of stepping...
Another casualty.
I know, another casualty. Speaking of stepping down, how about the head of the TSA stepping down? I don't know why. I was kind of surprised by this.
You know, he did, but it's not going to matter. I mean, they can put another person in. There is a systemic problem there. They failed in 67 of 70 tests where people had a fake bomb, you know, under their shirt. They had guns, ammunition, you name it, they had it. And in 67 of 70 cases, TSA didn't find it. They got right through. So there's some major problem, and there'll be a huge shakeup. And again, somebody steps down, but that's not going to be the end of it. Something's going to have to happen. Training. A lot of this is honestly, I think, feel-good things, you know, to make us feel a little bit safer.
There you go. As long as it seems that way, right? We can live in the bubble,
right?
If we have
We're
to.
We're okay.
I like to say I am the princess of polls, because it seems like that's all we talk about. And I listen, there's got to be something to the polls. You know, you were in politics, and there is a thing about polling. Otherwise, these pollsters wouldn't be so bloody rich. So we have new polls on both Clinton and Bush, and then the others, of course, in that wild Republican race where it's everybody and their brother. And I don't think it's necessarily a surprise, is it? Or was there anything that you thought was kind of interesting that came out of the polls?
No, but Ellen Ratner and I spent a couple of days in New York this weekend, and we had a fascinating conversation about Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, et cetera. These polls kind of verify my end of the debate in the sense that has Hillary Clinton dropped amongst independents? Yes. A little bit weak in her own base of the Democrats. Now, that's the kind of bad news for Hillary, but the good news for Hillary is this. Jeb Bush, about half of the Americans say Jeb Bush is a lot like his brother, quote, but 56% say his connection to two former presidents, meaning his father and brother, make them less likely to vote for him. So after emails and after gaffes and everything else under the sun, it looks like Hillary Clinton today would beat Jeb Bush.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
And really, you know, we say this on the air, and right now people are probably calling 855-266-5283 to say, what is Bob Ney saying? There's just no way. Who's going to vote for Hillary Clinton? The answer is there are a lot of people that really want to see her get this, aren't there?
Yes, and let me throw the wild card in here. You take Hillary versus Jeb Bush, And everybody goes, oh, two dynasties. The wild card, I don't care what anybody says, Bill Clinton, because he would be back in the White House one way or the other. And I, if you take Jeb and Hillary, you add, you know, George can't do for Jeb what Bill can do for Hillary.
There you go. Well, you were there during the Clinton time, were you?
Yes.
Did you get along with Clinton?
Yes, I mean, even the most awkward, tense moment I've ever saw, we had the impeachment vote, and we're over at the White House that evening, and he was gracious. I mean, if I were he, I'd be like, you know, tripping us all over the lawn or something. But I had a couple, and I wrote about it in my book, Sideswiped. I had a couple of experiences where I walked in and said, I'm not voting that way, and I got hypnotized by Bill Clinton. You know, where he turned to me and said, your president needs you. And I said, yes, Mr. President. And went against everything I believed. He hypnotized me, or drugged me. I'm not sure which, but hypnotized me.
I love that. That'd make a great headline. I don't know if I was hypnotized or drugged
or
by
drugged.
Bill Clinton. All right. Always fun. Bob Nay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And we mentioned the polls there, of course, with Bob Nay, and deeper into those polls, because we didn't give you the numbers. Here's what the polls show. There was two of them that say that there's some challenges, actually, for the Clintons and for the Bushes, because I'm just going to take them as in a lump sum. So the CNN ORC poll showed that Clinton has still been dogged by questions about email, about the missing emails and the money contributions to the Clinton Foundation. So her numbers have dropped on trustworthiness, which often can be tricky as you get closer to an election. It dropped from 57%, right? A growing number of people think that she is she not honest and trustworthy. That's 57% think that, up from 49% in March. How about this one? Less than half feel she cares about people like them. That's 47% down, however, from 53% last July. So there you go. So less than half feeling that she cares about them. And that's what the numbers reflect there. And now, the third thing is, does she inspire confidence? 50% up from 42% last March. There was an ABC News Washington Post survey too, right? And it shows the similar thing there, that she has slipped in a couple of different areas. She's deeper in the hole for honesty and trustworthiness. See, these polls are for a reason, like I say. And Clinton also leads potential Republican challengers, but the margins are smaller than they have been in the past. And that shows something. It shows that there, again, there is a little slippage. But you heard Bob say he thinks it's Hillary Clinton all day long. Bush scored 21% in March, is now down to 10%, according to an ABC poll. Right alongside Scott Walker, Rand Paul, 11 apiece, Marco Rubio, 10%, in case you missed this. I might have thrown this out the other day. Mike Huckabee, 9% support. Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, 8% each. Now, these numbers are significant for the Republicans because it's musical podiums. There's only going to be so many people that are going to be invited to these debates. And if 20, I'm just going to throw the magical number, mythical number out. If 20 Republicans say they're in the race running for president, only 10 will make probably that first debate in August. So those polls, those numbers are going to matter big time. True or false, Round the Bend with Patrick E. here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and...
Coming up on America Tonight, you're going to love this. A conversation with a man who has taken 35 trips... backdoor operation, so to speak, to the Middle East. Incredibly familiar with what's happening in Iraq. Just had a wild conversation with some Kurds about the fact that they say they can stop ISIS. They just need the weapons. And the fact that Dr. Terry Law says, you know what, folks? There are moderate Muslims, and one by one, some are converting to Christianity in Amman, Jordan. Because in the Middle East, you know, we're talking about 1.6 million Muslims. And, boy, some interesting thoughts from Terry Law coming up in our next segment. You don't want to miss that, because, you know, we always talk about the quicksand of the Middle East. We got our blood, sweat, tears, equity, you name it. We have left it in the sands over there without a question. We're invested, and for lots of different reasons, and because we really ripped open the lid to the hornet's nest, we know that the particular brand of ISIS, ISIL, that we see has to be stopped. Has to be stopped. Can't just roll the dice and say, well, they're not going to be motivated to do anything with lone wolves over here. All right, I promised it was a true and false kind of thing we were going to do in this segment with Patrick E., the technical man behind America Tonight, this version of it. Patrick, how are you?
Doing just fine tonight, Kate.
Okay, so let's see how you do with this true or false. Not always easy, but a lot of fun. So we'll give you our first one. The first one is this. The first one is this. Is it possible that memories can survive cryogenic preservation. Do you think that's possible? So when somebody's frozen, like Ted Williams, the great baseball hitter, one of the best swingers of all time, his son John Henry froze his head. There was a big debate over that. But anyway, can memory survive that cryogenic preservation?
See, this first question is a little bit unfair because I actually read about this and know the answer. So it is true.
True. Ding, ding, ding. Well, that doesn't matter. That means that you're paying attention. We're going to give you question. We're going to give you credit, rather, for that, for answering that true. And how about that? I think that's a crazy story that, you know, somebody is cryogenically frozen. And so think of their brain and the fact that what does that tell you about the brain? There are so many things, Patrick, I think, that we just have no idea about when it comes to how powerful the brain is and the things that we can learn in these studies they're doing about the brain. I love that story. I don't know that I would have guessed that if you had told me that, you know, just said, hey, by the way, you freeze your brain and all those memories from whatever you remember stays in place from college or from family members or from whatever it is. All right, And so anyway, I'll give people a little bit more juice on this one. I read the first story about it from the Daily Mail, and they talked about the fact that worms retained memories after undergoing the cryonic process. And some scientists are expressing some concern that this cryogenics could damage the neutral structures in the brain. It would wipe away the memories. But the technology that they have with this new study says that for the first time, they found that the memories formed before an animal had been frozen can survive intact after it had been thawed. They were carried out in an organism with a sort of a simpler brain, obviously, than humans. These nematode worms are called. But they answer a pretty big question about the whole cryogenic thing because, you know, that's that preservation and does somebody come back? If somebody came back, what would happen? It's kind of sci-fi-ish, too, I have to say, in talking about that. All right, how about this one? If you don't brush your teeth, if you're not great about your, you know, your dental habits, could it lead to dementia? True or false, Patrick?
I might have to go false with that one. That seems a little far-fetched to me.
Not brushing teeth, guess what, can lead to dementia and heart disease. Now, I've heard that thing about heart disease before because gums, the whole thing about diseased gums. And actually, animals can die. Dogs can die if you don't take care of their teeth. And research shows that tiny flaws build up on our teeth, and along with the erosion of enamel and gum recession, this is awful, contribute to this buildup of bacteria, which affects you in so many other ways. And it indicates the overall health and wellness of us, the wear and tear, the aging process, and all that. So important to take care of your teeth. I think the one thing, and we've heard this again and again and again, and I mean, if you do it normally, it's hard to make yourself do it, I think, in a way. But the flossing is key. They say flossing is key because that also leads to healthier gums. I feel like I'm a dentist all of a sudden here, sitting here spouting off all of this stuff about dental health. All right, so we have another one for you. Do, 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 do. How about this? Is it true that Nestle decided they were going to remove artificial flavors from their food? True or false?
Might have to go with true on that one.
True. Ding, 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 ding. If it's tough to do because in some ways people don't want all this artificial flavoring because we're reading how we can get cancer and what processed food is doing to us. So the idea is, how do we get people to crave our food And it used to be so, so easy. But now because people are more health conscious or they're hearing these terrible things that can happen to you, we got to figure out a way around this. So Nestle did do that. They announced on Tuesday they're going to remove artificial flavors from 250 products across six brands they have. And they're going to reduce salt, too, as well, because they say, you know, salt is bad for you. And they're going to remove salt from products, too. Like, they have Tombstone Pizza, so they said they're going to take it out of that. And some of the other things, some of the other offerings that they have, which is pretty wild in a sense. They've obviously been experimenting with that because the whole idea is to get us to want to crave the food, and therefore that's what that artificial flavoring does. It makes you, you know, it makes you crave the food and that taste, and you go back for it. And that's like the whole thing with sodas and stuff. People don't realize what a mind bend it is, what a crazy, you know, mind game it is. All right, how about this one? On Thursday, the Cleveland Cavaliers will travel to the Bay Area to take on the Golden State Warriors for the beginning of the NBA Finals. True or false, Patrick?
This one's a little tougher for me. I'm not a sports guy, so I'm going to wing it and say false.
No, true.
Oh,
true. It is the superstar that transcends basketball, LeBron James from Cleveland, taking on Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. It starts in Golden State. Golden State has only lost 3 home games. So how about that? Only 3 home games, and now Cleveland is going to have to contend with them on their level. All right, I'll give you another one. How about this? A twister, a tornado, if you will, was so powerful it flipped a ship, and there are 400 people missing as a result of it. Is that true or false?
I could see that happening. I'm going to say true.
Very nice. It is true. The Chinese cruise ship capsized quickly in the middle of sadly, a violent storm. So it's a scramble. So they say some people were in the ship and they're trying to see if there are more survivors. But most of the passengers on the Eastern Star cruise ship had gone to bed when that storm hit. Rain pounded the windows. It was so forceful. Water was seeping into the cabins. The ship began tilting, which is never a good thing. It reached an angle of 45 degrees at one point. Small bottles and all that kind of stuff flying off tables. And the ship with more than 450 people aboard overturned late Monday. It happened so quickly, people barely had time, if they were up, to grab a life jacket and get the heck out of there. Get the heck out of there. So there were people that made it that were floating around and were unbelievably excited that they made it. And then there are others that are, of course, missing. Very, very sad. All right, Patrick, thanks. True or false? Stay with us. Dr. Law next.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
You're welcome.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day.
Sorry,
and they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at ondecklending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. Loan subject to lender approval.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Terry Law, who spent a very long time, in fact, decades, working in the Middle East, conducting what I guess the best way to describe is unofficial sort of backdoor missions, diplomatic types of missions. And, of course, so much emphasis here on what's happening in the Middle East and how it affects us here in the United States with our blood, sweat, tears, and everything else, and even family members who are back in the Middle East. So, Dr. Law, thanks so much for jumping on with us.
Thank you, Kate.
When we look and see what's happening now with ISIS, and you see ultimately a couple of the cities that have fallen and this fight that's going on, and of course for all of us, we watch the marches or hear about the beheadings, and we're just horrified and can't believe what's happening. But ISIS and other nefarious types of anti-Christian movements, let's say, have been going on for a while now in Iraq, and this is just the latest, isn't it?
Yes, it is. About 3 weeks ago, Kate, I was in northern Iraq in Kurdistan. I had an opportunity of meeting the Syrian Orthodox Archbishop of Mosul,
Mosul in the Bible is Nineveh. And he was in place on June the 10th last year when ISIS invaded. He talked of hundreds of thousands of people leaving Mosul, a flood, 500,000 people running out of the city, a lot of them carrying suitcases with wheels on them across the desert. They had no vehicles, but running for safety in Kurdistan. It was indescribable. He said the daytime temperatures were 125 degrees.
Wow.
And in the middle of that, there were 160,000 Christians. 160,000 Christians evacuating what has been their land forever. He said when ISIS came, they went door to door in Mosul, and they asked at every house, "Are you a Christian?" If the person said, "I'm a Christian," then they would give them a choice. Will you pray the Shahada to Muhammad and Allah, or will you remain a Christian? And I asked them, well, how many of the people recanted? He said maybe six. Most of those had mental problems. But he said Christians stood at the door, and they said, "We will not turn our back on the name of Jesus." And thousands of them were executed. He said to me, "We left everything behind, but we will not leave the name of Jesus."
Wow. What does that tell you, too? And they knew exactly what was going to happen because, of course, the word had spread that that was going on. And what do you think that we should do as Americans? What is it that we can do in this situation to, it sounds funny to say, lend support, lend a hand, or at least start to yell and scream and get people to pay more attention?
Well, I think the first thing is obvious, Kate. We've got to pray for the situation in the Middle East. God is God, and if you're like I am, we've read the back of the book, and we win. But the problem is, it doesn't look like we're winning right now. And I think that there's several things that America has to do. First of all, we have to recognize the fact that this is a full-scale guerrilla war, and it is now in America. If we think it's going away, it's not going away. And we have got to start making some political decisions that are that have some backbone to them. We've got to stand up and say, "Hey, we're tired of this." But the one thing politically that I think needs to happen is your listeners and Christians across America need to find out that the one group of people in the Middle East who can stop ISIS are the Kurds. I talked to the leading general of the Peshmerga. I was with him 3 weeks ago. And he said, if you would tell your government and your people to send us weapons, we can deal with ISIS. We will be your boots on the ground. That's what he said to me directly. And usually what is happening is our government is sending all of our equipment and war items into Baghdad. And they're expecting Baghdad to do something with them. Number one, Baghdad is Shia. They do not like the Kurds. The Kurds are in the north, and they are the fiercest warriors in the Middle East outside of Israel itself. We need to be arming the Kurds, but sending our weapons to Baghdad is a total mistake, because Baghdad will not send those weapons on. And I talked to the general, as I've just said, who said we're completely running out of artillery, we're running out of bullets. I talked to one young man who had been fighting ISIS the day before. And he said they come across the desert with their black masks on and breathing fire and using and cursing in Arabic. And he said, I've been in many firefights with them. But he said, the one thing I never did, I never fired all my bullets. He said, I always kept one left in my gun so that if ISIS was coming and going to take me, I would take care of my own life myself.
Wow. Boy, that shows you there's no doubt. You've done 35 missions to Iraq. Certainly, you know, you just mentioned there what you heard, the inside scoop with the Kurds. And people have called this show, and they they're smart and they say the same thing, and now you're just proving that point even more. Why is there the refusal to do that? Is it because, okay, we don't want to get in this whole arms thing, or this president doesn't want to do that?
I think that's true. Most of our government, or the White House's negotiations have been with Baghdad and not with the Kurds. And for a reason that no one understands, we feel that the key to Iraq is Baghdad. The key to Iraq is not Baghdad. The key to Iraq is Kurdistan in the north. No question. They are our friends. The Shia and the Sunni have been battling each other for 1,400 years. And if we think we're going to solve that problem now with the military means, that's impossible. But what is possible is to give the right people the weapons. I'm a good friend of our senator here in Oklahoma, Jim Inhofe.
Mm.
And Jim and I both agree. I take messages from him over to the prime minister regularly. And he said to me, we have got to arm the Kurds. And there's a lot of folk in our government that realize that, but for some reason, the administration will deal only with Baghdad, and they think that's the key to the situation. It is not.
We're speaking with Dr. Terry Law, who has spent, as I said, just decades, 35 missions to Iraq. Why is Ramadi so important, and why don't people really understand? Because a lot of people don't really understand if they look at the geography, frankly, of that area, as you know.
Okay, a short while ago, Kate, we took Tikrit, Saddam's home. We did it, obviously, with the help of Iranian Shia militias, which puts us in bed with Iran, which is a whole different subject and a huge mistake. But now, with the emergence of ISIS in Syria, they need a straight run from Syria through Ramadi into Baghdad. And once Ramadi fell, they have that open door. And by the Shia running from Ramadi and heading back to Baghdad, we've just given them the key to the kitchen door in Baghdad. They can come directly in now, and there's nothing to stop them.
Wow. Yeah, crazy. And when we look at this, and I call it the quicksand of the Middle East with the tensions and whatnot. And as a religious person, as you look at this, you know that so much of what happens in the Middle East, and for some reason this is also ignored, I think, with these wars, it has to do with deep religious beliefs, doesn't it? And you said it when you talked about the Shia, and you talked about their relationship with the Kurds, which is non-existent because of the deep hatred they feel for each other, right?
Right. And there is a religious base to all of it, obviously. But the one thing I want to encourage you and our listeners with, Kate, is that there are 1.6 billion Muslims on our planet.
Mm.
I believe Jesus is coming soon. I believe that, like most evangelical Christians in America. But I also believe that God is not going to leave 1.6 billion Muslims behind when Jesus comes. I really believe that there is a revival about to break out in the Middle East. One of the encouraging things that I've seen is that there are so many moderate Muslims in Egypt. When they watched the 21 Copts being killed on the beaches of Libya, and then the families, the mothers and fathers of those boys, told the Muslims who killed them that they forgave them. You cannot believe the power of that forgiveness and how it swept the television programs throughout the Middle East. And a lot of moderate Muslims are saying, we can't stomach what ISIS is doing. They're doing it in the name of Islam, and that is wrong. And a lot of them are taking a second look at their own faith. And in the process, they're realizing the fact that murdering in the name of Islam is not something they want to be associated with, and a lot of them are starting to come to churches. I know one pastor in Amman, Jordan, who's had 12 Muslims convert to Christianity in the last little while.
Wow. Wow, there you go. Moderate Muslims, they do exist, absolutely. And your book is called Storm Chaser, and it chronicles the work that we've been talking about in the Middle East, lots of experience there. Dr. Terry Law, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Dr. Law. Bye-bye.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Fascinating things, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you've never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us. We're making a turn for the exits, for this hour anyway, of ATN. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Here's the thing. If you want to reach us 24-7, what do? AmericaTonight.net. All roads lead through that website, Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. The biggest news, I think, is the one that we were talking about at the top of the hour as we bring it back around. Yes, indeed. The Senate passes an NSA surveillance bill after this huge showdown. Weeks and weeks we've been going through this. So now it's over. Just like that. Boom. President's not going to have a problem with it. It's part of what he said. So the NSA lost the authority, I guess, for the big fat grab to collect your salacious and my salacious phone records. Right. So millions of Americans, I think, including myself, are pretty excited about the fact that, yes, we don't have to sweat that one out anymore, I guess, in a sense. The president signed the bill into law Tuesday night to ice it. So it's the first legislation to reform any post 9/11 surveillance measures. It is pretty historical. Patrick Leahy liked it, the Democrat from Vermont, because, of course, he was one of the architects of the reform. He says it's the first major overhaul of government surveillance in decades. Rand Paul's fine with it. So all of this big fat buildup to the final vote and all the drama is all done. The 10-hour speech, the filibuster, civil libertarians up in arms, many of you. I wasn't psyched about it because I think that what there was too much of a grab there. Now we don't have to worry about it. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator John McCain, also Lindsey Graham, wanted to extend the more expansive Patriot Act because they said it was essential for national security. There was all that Republican infighting. It's not good to eat your own, especially when you've got this whole election thing coming up. But it passed. I thought things weren't going to pass at all, nothing, but it did. So now that it's been passed, they're going to have to work on getting all that metadata collection program back up and running, right? That's what they'll do during the 6 months transition period to the new collection system. It's a two-step process, right? One's technical. You flip the switches back and you coordinate the databases of info stored by the government. That'll take like a full day. Fire up. And the second is the whole legal thing, which means they've got to verify the programs are legal under the law. How long does that take? Ba, 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 ba. So there still is a grab, but it's just going to be done differently the way it's targeted. So the new legislation would require that you'd have to get a targeted warrant to collect the phone metadata from the telecom companies. And it makes the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which reviews the warrants requests, more transparent so we would know. It wouldn't be the secret court. And it reauthorizes Patriot Act provisions that had lapsed. So it's not what it was, but there still are aspects of it in place. Let's put it that way. There are several that don't think the U.S. Freedom Act goes far enough. You know, the data collection and the roving wiretaps, all of that, especially the wiretap thing, that was a big deal. But needless to say, it did not struggle in the vote in the Senate. It flipped through, and that was that, right? And even after all the support to reauthorize the Patriot Act and to the Freedom Act for not going far enough, it ended with a no vote for Paul on that bill. He even relented in his plan to offer his own amendments, but, you know, that's out of the question. So how about that? Will we pay the price? There are still some people, some defense hawks that say we absolutely will. In the meantime, in that beauty pageant known as the GOP, because like I was talking about earlier, the fact that the polls do matter, they matter because you get a seat at the debates. And why do the debates matter? Because a lot of people watch the debates. And that's where issues are thrown up and you get a chance to answer on the spot and go back and forth. And if you're really good at debating, or you just have a really good night, you can be a solid debater and not be just have an off night, you may take a bounce in the polls. It may show something different to people who are voting for a Republican who might vote for a Republican who are independent. So Jindal, Bobby J, the governor of Louisiana, is going to announce that he's running. He's been exploring the possibility, and it'll probably, you know, it's probably going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen, well, or it may happen. Some people are saying it's going to happen June 24th at a huge event in New Orleans. There's probably a better chance of that. He'll just push that. You know, once you form that committee, you evaluate it, you do the website, you sort of are jumping into the race. You're saying, you're announcing, I'm ready to take this on. But see, here's the crazy thing. Jindal is polling at 1% nationally. You know what I like about him? I think he is who he is, too. I like these authentic people. I've met him a couple of times, which doesn't really mean anything, except for that, you know, when you sort of meet someone, you have a few minutes with them. It's not just a quick handshake. I've been following him anyway, but I really like the feeling that I get from him, that authenticity thing, right? So people might not agree with what he says, but he's sticking with what he thinks for the most part. I mean, I don't think you can 100% do that, because you got to have some compromise, and you just have to be able to be willing to be a good leader. I think you have to be able to deal with conflict, because conflict leads to resolution. And maybe that's the problem. We get some of these politicians who aren't willing to do that. And usually when they're conflicted, it's just being like a lemming and jumping on the bandwagon with everybody else. But that's not what I get from him. And the people who have watched him as the governor of Louisiana would probably say the same thing. But he'll announce that, and then that's yet another person who's in the race for the Republicans. And how that twists and where that ends up, if you're polling at 1%, that number certainly would have to come up for him to have any kind of a serious chance. But one of the things that we know that happens is sometimes when you jump into the race, you know that this could be, okay, here's somebody we could consider as a vice president on a card with whoever ends up getting the nomination. Or here's somebody who'd make a great cabinet member, and now we're getting to know him, seeing him more on the national stage. And often that happens. Somebody swings into a different role, politically speaking, when they get that national exposure, especially if he can make it onto the debates. And that's a big if for him, though. He'll have to, you know, he's going to have to be out there really grabbing some headlines. He's going to have to be out there, I think, making some big, bad, bold statements, which he has. And I don't think he'll stop doing that, but he's going to need something that pushes him up a little bit further among the other Republicans who will make it into the debates, or his candidacy might not last for too long. Might not last. And I'm going to end you with this last thing. It's pretty interesting, you know, talking about governors. The South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley, is somebody that is also being looked at. Made a little headlines predicting workers at a planned Volvo plant will drive the UAW away. Because, you know, that's that whole clash with the unions. And that's what she's predicting, that's probably what's going to happen there. Believing that everyone should have the right to belong to a union regardless of the governor is what some are saying. She's saying the opposite. The company announced last week plans for its first facility in North America. Big deal. About 2,000 workers. And they're going to churn out 100,000 cars a year. It's good for South Carolina. Haley, of course, is an outspoken critic of unions. And she's making it clear the union is unwelcome, baby, in South Carolina. Any thoughts? Send them to me. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.